I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Ebola outbreak in Liberia is spawning an orphan crisis. Global Fingerprints' Peggy Maynard says Ebola orphans are shunned. A $35 a month sponsorship is the difference between hope and despair.
Get those children into homes and make sure that their needs are fed, and also at the same time, making sure that they hear the gospel and that they're getting into a local church.
Other ways you can help can be found at our website, along with links and more. And pray.
We're just praying for an end to Ebola. God can work miracles. He can do anything. He was not surprised by this.
Meanwhile, today is World Student Day. What does that even mean? Andy Moore, an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship ministry partner, explains.
It's a great opportunity to pray for future world leaders and church shapers. Many students go on to hold positions of influence in politics and business and church and the wider society.
Not only does the body of Christ pray for its next generation, but Christian college students worldwide pray for each other. Learn more about World Student Day and how students communicate their prayer needs at missionnetworknews.org. And recently, a church in central India reopened its doors after being burned down. A Gospel for Asia pastor says in his 10 years of working in the area, this was the first incident of vandalism he'd ever seen. Locals kept a positive attitude when rebuilding the church, and around 300 believers joined for worship and church rededication. Want to know how you can help? Pray that believers will stay encouraged and God will bless authorities for their support. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the free book, Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.